Good morning, MGTOW man. I thought I'd better get some fucking exercise in before I keel over from not doing any exercise. And I took the recently repaired bicycle out on the road, and we had a lovely trip. And as you can see, when you live in the middle of bumfuck nowhere, it's dark. And there's a the only difference is if there's a full moon and no cloud and a clear sky, it's bright. And if there's no full moon and only starlight, you can see well enough to ride a bicycle in the middle of nowhere, you know, for most trails, you know, or most roads and stuff, because there's no fucking traffic, you know. And but if it's overcast and there's only starlight on the other side of the fucking clouds, it's generally as dark as all fuck. So this is the photograph of the area under an intersection in the middle of nowhere. And that's with when you get into precision optics, as in the amount of visible light and the variation between the light level under the electric lights and the background lighting from the half moon lighting, it gets to be really fucking particular. And the smartphone type cameras, as good as they are, they're not made for, you know, really sort of fundamental sort of light level type photography, you know. So I pulled up at a certain place and I thought, yeah, I'll wait till I get there, then I can sit down and have a drink and just have a rest for 5 or 10 minutes, you know. And there was a stick insect that was having trouble getting from the road up onto the top of the concrete traffic island, and so I gave him a hand. And he was just lovely. And 5 minutes later, instead of crawling off across the ground, you know, across the traffic island, he decided to come crawling up all over me. And and that's terrific, because the stick insects, as far as I know, they basically don't bite and they're non-poisonous and they don't carry stings. I should look up what they actually do eat, because I fucking basically somewhat ignorant on the subject. I know they fly and they have these absolutely fantastic wings. I've got no idea what they eat. Nothing, you know. But they're lovely. And so anyway, he started crawling up the sock that I have for my phone on the backpack shoulder strap, and then I took a few photographs at close-ups of his head, you know. And he's got an absolutely, because he's not huge, but he's big enough, you know. And when you actually get a really good close-in photograph of his head, it's you can see a lot more than you can with just the eye at sort of arm's length. And fascinating head, you know. And so, you know, he kept on crawling up over me and crawling up over me and crawling up over me. And I thought, well, I've got a bit of water with me, certainly more than enough for him, but it's got a dose of lemon juice added to it, and it's got a shot of vitamin C added to it, you know, just to clean out the veins, you know, as I'm riding along. And I thought it's probably not a good idea to give him that. He'd probably survive it, but it's probably not, given that stick insects live in gum trees, it's probably not on his menu. So I tried to encourage him to sort of have a bit of free sweat, because that's good water. It's got a bit of mineral salts and shit in it, you know what I mean? It should be palatable. And he wasn't into it. Yes, I speak from experience because I've got spiders in the house that I give drinks to, and they'll come out and collect the condensate off their webs and have a drink. So I've been looking after spiders for decades, just love them. Oh, you've had babies, how wonderful, But anyway, so he was crawling up all over me and all over me and all over me, and I couldn't sort of encourage him to fly away. He had some absolutely incredible fucking wings, So the vibe was that he said that he wanted to be rescued, so I made the effort to carry him very carefully. And after 5 minutes of trying to encourage him to sort of fly off into the night, I made the effort to very carefully carry him, down the road and across the fucking fences and shit like that, and into some gum trees that matched his, given their size and their age and young trees and the colour of the bark and all that sort of stuff on him. I thought, he blends in pretty well there. That's probably where he's come from, and gone off on a night flight and then got confused by the overhead electric lights and all that sort of stuff. So, I put him back. It's probably not the trees that he came from, but it's probably the area that he came from. And, he stood a fairly good chance of survival there, as much as it is, bug eat bug type stuff, That's where he's come from. That's where he belongs. And so this was very, very good. So there you go. This is why it's really important to, appreciate all the little sort of, all the wonderful, fellow beings on our journey, and to look after them. And to be a bit kind and compassionate, because you can sort of develop a sort of, I don't think they exactly go all lovey, you don't exactly sort of go out and get all lovey-dovey and, kissy and give the funnel web spider a kiss and a cuddle and tickle their bellies, I think you could, there's people that can do such things, and so, that horrified look on my face while the stick insect is actually trying to crawl up to the top of my head is, not like horrified that he's crawling up all over me and up my face and trying to get to the top of my head. It's like he's got these long thin little legs, and I'm trying to sort of not have them go up my nose or in my mouth or in my eyes. I'm perfectly fine with him crawling all over me, and I just don't want to sort of have incompatibilities with his little legs going into fucking up my nose and everything like that, so I'm not horrified, I'm quite pleased, and it was lovely to see him, and it was good to rescue him. So there you go, Migtow Men.